Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tasha Begtal, director of the Henry Washington County's Early Childhood Area, about child care in the area. This is part one of a two-part interview. Recently, there was a meeting here in Washington, a public meeting, to discuss child care, kind of a broad topic. What were some of the items that were brought up during the community discussion?
Well, there were a few parents present and a few different child care providers, a licensed center and a couple of home-based providers, along with also some agency folks. And really the whole purpose of the conversation was to learn from them about what are parents interested in, what is the need for child care, how can we do it better, what can we do in our community. Some of the things that the conversation brought up would be some really good ideas about, I think the resounding message was that we need to have our community be invested in childcare. So whether that means not necessarily that our community needs to, you know, have fundraisers for childcare, but we need an investment in the fact that of its importance, that childcare is so important to every assets of a community. So economic development and parents, you know, being able to go to their jobs and feel comfortable that their kids are in quality care. So that was really the large topic that I heard the most of, is that parents and child care providers would really love to see their community consider child care a very important thing.
And if somebody does consider it important, what are some of the actions they could do to help? Is there a great need for child care, more child care here in Washington County?
I do think that based on, the Early Childhood Board serves four counties. So we serve Loisa, Henry, Washington, and Des Moines County. And honestly, Washington County has a good amount of child care providers. What we are seeing is that there's a lot less registered home providers across the state of Iowa. And Washington is not unique in that. We have lost a lot of registered providers. They may still be caring for kids, but they're not registering with DHS and doing the quality measures and the professional development that's required with that. A few of the child care providers talked to each other that evening saying that oftentimes they have parents come in and they don't have the right slot for that child. So it may be that they have an opening for a three-year-old, but they might not have an opening for an infant. And they themselves get frustrated because they know that their neighbors or their other child care providers are also full. And they would like to have their own opportunity to be able to refer. And so we did identify that we perhaps could use some more child care slots in the county. But kind of how you go about that is a lot of different avenues.
And regarding the different slots, there is regulation regarding how many children an in-home provider can care for. Is that correct?
Correct. That was actually a large part of our conversation, is the confusion that is out there sometimes for parents in relation to child care in the state of Iowa. So in the state of Iowa, a home provider can care for 5 children or less within their home, and they don't have to be registered with the state of Iowa to do that. Now, if they care for 6 kids, technically, it would be an illegal operation if they were not registered with DHS and doing all of the requirements that go along with that.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tasha Begtal, director of the Henry Washington Early Childhood Area Board, speaking about child care. This is part one of a two-part interview.